Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Get to the Celtics and the Bruins. The weekend that was for them. B's already failed their West Coast trip. Celtics are like teetering on failure of this most recent stretch.
Yeah, I know.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. It is hour two. We have a Tier Tuesday coming up at 11:30. We are frantic. We don't normally pivot this late, Keefe.
Yeah, this is so we are undertaking.
We are frantically throwing together. Most of that break was just reading out dog breeds.
We leave out your breed. We apologize. I think I got 50.
50?
50 dog
breeds. That sounds like a lot of dog breeds.
Maybe we should break now.
It's amazing that he has 50 on there and like every other one. I was like, you got this one? He's like, no.
No, not on there. Not on there. We got a bunch.
Look, I'm excited for the dog show. This should get people hyped for the dog show.
No, I think so.
On Thanksgiving. What else are people doing on Thanksgiving?
I think so.
It's a nice little warm-up. I'm not a big fan of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. No offense. Not for me.
You're not? What if they got like Bluey or like Woody the Woodpecker?
It's on before the dog show comes on because what the hell else is on?
You know
but
what?
Then the dog show comes on, and usually if the dog show's really going good, I get a little annoyed when football starts. I'm like, football can start a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see this through.
This actually knocked my socks off, and not in a good way.
Okay.
We were talking last week about the triple header on Thanksgiving and like the perfect Thanksgiving and this, that, and the other thing, right?
You wanted morning Thanksgiving football is what you wanted.
No, I didn't. I just said instead of night football. I don't need the night football game. But correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the Lions game always start at 12:30?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on a bunch of these tweets. You were corrected by a lot of people. They're like, it's 1 this year. Yeah. Well, good.
Why?
People were complaining about the dog show.
No, 12:30.
People were like, I want to see the end of the dog show. That's what it was. Like,
you start eating around halftime.
But what if you're like, I'm going to wait to have a few small beers that kick off, and now it's a half hour later? That's outrageous.
I don't.
1 o'clock.
I don't adhere to the rules of waiting for kickoff for a few small beers.
Well, some of
us. A few small beers.
Some of us do. No, but I don't like that.
High noon. 12:30. That's the official starter's pistol, I think. High noon. I think that's what it is.
Unless it's, of course, a Bloody Mary or a mimosa.
Well, I was going to say, high noon in Nova Scotia, they're an hour ahead. That's so really, that's 11 a.m. is really
Yeah, but why'd they change that? What was the rationale behind that? It was always 12:30.
I just gave you the answer. The dog people are watching the end of the dog show.
You'd be sitting
there
and be like, all right, here comes Calvin Johnson. Guy's the man.
They're like, what's going on with the mini schnauzer? I was trying to see the end of the dog show. I think that's probably the reason. Uh-huh. So anyway, frantically throwing together lists. We'll take all your suggestions on the text line. 617-779-7937. Tier Tuesday at 11:30. Tom E. Tuesday at high noon. Talking to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. And we got a key for madness for you at 12:45. Anfernee Jennings in the 1 o'clock hour. So stay tuned with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. The Celtics, Keith.
Yeah.
I like the win over Orlando, although it got too close for comfort there at the end.
That was a wild first half.
They put up
a lot of points.
I mean, the second quarter, they were just shooting the lights out. Right. Jaylen Brown, when he needed to, took over late. But as you said, the first half, they outscored Orlando 48-30 in quarter number two. Jaylen Brown had 12 straight points late. So I like that aspect of their game, and I like that they were able to beat Orlando. I can't get past they drop one of these two games against Brooklyn. And if they won that game, we're not sitting here looking at them at 9-8. They're 10-7, and all of a sudden they're kind of where we thought they'd be in the top six of the East. So they're knocking on the door. They're close to being where we thought they would be. I feel like they played a little better of late. At least I want to say that. They've won 4 out of 5. They've won 5 out of 7. But they've dropped some games in there that I just can't get past. They've lost to Brooklyn. They've lost to the Utah Jazz. And I get it. The NBA is not the NFL. There's so many more games where you could throttle down and take a night off and get beat by the bad teams. None of them are winless, right? Even the worst teams in the league are winning 10, 12, 15 games.
Yeah.
So 20 games. So
well, we'll see this year.
We'll see.
I don't know if they get to 20.
But, you know, I can't get past some of these losses. That Brooklyn one on Friday night was so bad.
Yeah.
I think it outweighs the other recent wins they've had for me.
Yeah, losing to Brooklyn, that Utah game still stands out. I think losing twice to Philly out of three games, I think some of those are obviously a bit annoying. But they're 9-8 right now. Not an amazing record by any stretch. Just kind of treading water. This next four-game stretch is legitimately tough. And so maybe they could like pull some of us back in if they
so the
go
next,
3-1 or
the
something
next
like
four.
That.
Yeah. Home against Detroit tomorrow.
Really good team.
Early game.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. What's going on?
Then you get Minnesota at Minnesota on Saturday, at Cleveland, so that's a back-to-back.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks a week from tonight.
Those are all tough teams.
What are they going to do? 2-2.
If they go 2-2, I'll be pretty happy.
Okay.
Those would be like, whatever wins there are, those would be some of their best wins of the year. Right? Like, they beat Cleveland earlier this year, and they beat...
I mean, they do have a win against Philly. Philly's good.
Yeah, I
they
guess
beat,
so.
They're taking 2 out of 3 against Orlando. They've been very underwhelming. They beat the Clippers.
I would say Cleveland and Philly. Oh, no. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, those will probably be their wins. So really any of these games on this stretch coming up. I mean, Detroit's playing great right now. They're 15-2.
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons are. So
they've won 13 in a row.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be an easy one by any means. No.
No, it's not. But... yeah, they're kind of just one of those teams. There hasn't been this huge separation in the Eastern Conference. They're by no means a team that you would pick. So they're currently the 10 seed, if you're looking at that, through 17 games that they've played.
Let me give you an alternate look at them, because I do think they're better than they've played, although, I, you know, you keep saying that at some point. You are what you are. We were talking about that with the Chiefs earlier,
mm-hmm.
although, you know, on the scale, the Chiefs are much later in the season.
But my point was going to be they're only two games away from like the 4 seed.
Correct.
So like it's very jumbled together in the East.
And if you look at scoring differential, which I don't think is a perfect way to look at it, but they are one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams with a positive scoring differential in the East. They're 5th.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
That to me might be a better approximation for where they're at. Toronto, Detroit, Miami, New York, Cleveland are all 4+ in scoring differential. So Philly started to drop off. Atlanta maybe is another team people like. Maybe Orlando will round into form. If you look at that and you feel that it's in any way predictive and more reflective of the way they've played, then that still tells you they could be a top 6 seed in the East, which is what I think they should be, even without Jason Tatum. And who knows,
right,
when Tatum comes back, February, March, April, if at all, when he comes back, you could be adding him to that team. So I think it's important to stay in that top 6. And
oh, for sure.
A loss like Brooklyn is going to cost you when it comes to that. So they're going to need to at least split over these next 4. And I don't know that I feel great about them doing that.
No, I don't. I wouldn't predict it. One positive, though, of the last couple of games is my guy, Anthony Simons.
He's back.
He's shown a little bit of life.
We were worried,
talking about the defense.
We were worried he was getting phased out. He looks like he's back to a degree.
Oh,
yeah.
He's had games where like he's not playing these big chunks and he's struggling. So he's had back-to-back 23-point games, which they could absolutely use. Now, one of those was in that loss to Brooklyn, which was just a tough game. But Mazzulla was also talking up his defense afterwards, and like he's not ever going to be a great defender,
no.
But as long as he tries enough, then I think he'll stay on the floor.
That's what they're looking for. They're just looking for effort.
But he should be one of their best offensive players.
He probably is.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, yeah, he hasn't played that way, but talent-wise,
no.
He probably is.
He hasn't, but hopefully that can continue, because if they are going to knock off one of these good teams going forward, I would imagine he's going to have to be a big part of it.
What's wrong with you, bozos? We want the Celtics to lose every game just like the Spurs did and stock up on high draft picks. I don't want that. And I don't think you're not going to be that bad.
Dude, Washington has one win. The Celtics could lose out, and they're not going to be worse than Washington. Do you think Washington gets to 9 wins?
I don't. Good
they
question.
May not. They're the Pacers, 1-15.
The Pacers, I guess, got their second win.
Great.
They've been horrible. Like,
that's amazing.
Okay, they lose Haliburton, which is a big loss, but you lost Tatum, which is a bigger loss.
Yeah.
And they went from in the finals pushing OKC to arguably the worst team in the league.
Didn't
that's
get rid
crazy.
Of Turner?
Turner is on the
Turner's
Bucks.
Gone,
true.
And then he was sad when they didn't.
So it's just Siakam?
Yeah, pretty much. I think so.
Well, what's his name got hurt, actually? You're right. Mathurin got hurt early in the year.
Pascal Siakam. Mathurin's only played in 6 games.
Yeah, he got hurt early in the year, actually.
They have Nimhard and Nesmith still. But like,
I like those guys.
Yeah, but you need Haliburton.
I guess. Do you think they'd be a 2-win team?
Oh, no.
I didn't think
they'd be this bad.
I thought
the Celtics would be better than them, though.
Me too.
But... But I thought they'd both be better.
I thought the Celtics would be better than they are. 617-779-7937. You can't tank. You're not catching those teams. Maybe
no, there's
you could make a case
teams.
For just being in the lottery and hoping the ping pong balls bounce your way, but you're not going to be a bottom five team in the league. There's no chance.
Yeah. Would you rather, like, if you are one of, like, the 7, 8, 9, 10, would you rather just lose?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And be in the lottery, or would you rather win and then play like Detroit in the first round?
I'd rather have them in the top 10. I think it'd be embarrassing to be in the lottery, honestly.
Yeah, but I think if you lose the play-in game, you're in the lottery. You know what
correct.
I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm saying like you could technically be.
I still think I'd want them in and winning, okay. And hopefully Tatum's back, and like I still think I would want them in.
Because your percentage is so low.
It is.
It's not like you have a 1-in-14 chance. Then you'd be like, yeah, get in there. But
Johnny's in Brooklyn on the Seas. Go ahead, Johnny.
You know what I want? I want them to win the NBA Cup. That's what I want.
Yeah, you and Jones.
It's not happening. Maybe that's why I'm so angry about the Brooklyn game, because
true.
They really had to kiss the NBA Cup goodbye when they lost that game. That's true.
I know. Where was the effort? I mean, guys, this is those colorful courts. Like, if that doesn't get you excited, what would? But I'm fully tank Thomas the Tank Engine. They don't have to be, you know, the worst team in the league to get the ping pong balls. Sort of, you know, Dallas showed you that. So. Lose. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Take
care. All right, you too. I mean, look, Dallas would be the example of why you'd want to get there.
Yeah.
Not just because, you know, the math worked out for them, the ping pong balls bounced their way, because if the league's going to rig it for somebody, they're going to rig it for the Celtics.
They have not been eliminated from the NBA Cup yet.
Well, not yet.
They're 1-2 in Group B.
What's the scoring differential at? It's pretty ugly, I think. It was minus something
minus
before
20.
They lost to Brooklyn. Yeah, it's not good. The court was bad. I couldn't defend the court in the NBA Cup. The green was bothering me.
At least it shows you it's something different. It's like the one part of the NBA Cup I don't mind is the ridiculous courts.
I like some of the courts.
Yeah.
I don't like their courts.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant just in general.
No.
Yeah.
Specifically, their court was bad.
Between that and their city editions.
Well, those I like. Those I like.
Whose court was reflective? Was it the Timberwolves? It was like lime green and reflective.
That sounds awesome.
That might have been T-Wolves.
I don't know. That sounds great, though.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Johnny wants him to tank. A lot of people want them to tank, apparently. Meanwhile, we got the Bruins, who I think already, Keith, we started talking about this yesterday late in the show. You look at the Bruins and how they've played on this West Coast trip. They've had a couple of trips out west. It has not gone well either time.
No.
For the Bees. They dropped 2 out of 3. They lost at Anaheim. They won an overtime against the Kings. They lost to the Sharks. They're back tomorrow on the island against the Islanders, and then they're back home. Bruins have lost quite a bit of market share. They are now the second wild card.
All right.
They've played the most games in the East at 24.
Oh, boy.
A lot of games out of hand, and they are back to cling into a playoff spot where it felt like just a week ago they were sitting on top of the Atlantic.
Yeah, they were, and we were reading the article that Greg Wyshynski put out there where he's kind of predicting teams going forward. He gave them the worst chance to make the playoffs from the division. We're like, they're in first place.
Yeah, it was like 3% worse than the division.
And like, talk about Cam Newton fool's gold comment. He's like, yeah, don't believe this. He's like, they're going to bottom out and other teams are going to pass them. And, you know, he was also pointing out some of the teams that got off the slow starts, like Toronto and Florida, even Tampa, like they weren't probably what they will be. But even you factor that in, I don't know.
Do you give them the injury pass in any way? No McAvoy. They haven't had Lindholm. Either Lindholm for stretches.
Brain was empty today a little bit.
No, I mean, their record with McAvoy and the Hamper together, not that they always play together, but just like when they're both active, their record's really, really good. Unfortunately, they've been without either one for a bunch of games, and which is also why it's dragging their record down. So, I mean, if you can guarantee me McAvoy comes back sooner rather than later and they both stay together the whole time, then sure. But
latest reporting is the Olympics.
Yeah.
Which
February.
Like, yeah. He's not going to be back anytime soon.
Yikes. And he's going to make his debut in the Olympics.
Which
Last time we saw him with the Team USA sweater on, he also got hurt.
Yeah, it didn't go well. Him and the team medical staff. Would that bother you as a Bruins fan if that's his first game back? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love Team USA stuff, though. You know me. I love the Olympics. But yeah, no, that's
first game back. You can't come back for your team, but all of a sudden you're like, oh, by the way, Team USA, which is meaningless.
Right.
It's a meaningless game.
Right.
When it comes to the Bruins, it's meaningless.
It was like when Kemba Walker pushed himself to play in the All-Star game that was out for like weeks. Hey, dude.
That would bother me.
Yeah.
So if that's what we're trending towards, I wouldn't be a fan of that.
Yeah, hopefully he plays for the Bruins first and then can go do that.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Celtics and the Bruins here on Jones and Keefe. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran at High Noon. Kiefer Madness at 1245. And on the way next, it is also a Tier Tuesday with the National Dog Show. On Thanksgiving, we thought it'd be a bright idea to tier off dog breeds. Let's see how this goes on a Tier Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.